Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros, Daf Mem Gilmo, Bechoros 43. In today's Daf Yomi, we begin the seventh chapter of Tractate Bechoros, a chapter that is called Mumen Elu. In the previous chapter, our Tractate has discussed those Mumim, those blemishes that disqualify a firstborn animal from being brought as an offering. This chapter deals with those blemishes that also relate to a human being. So because we know that a Kohen who has blemishes is not able to serve in the temple. So there are three types of blemishes. There are three types of mumim. There are those mumim that disqualify a Kohen from serving in the temple, and they also disqualify an animal from being brought as an offering. Then there's a second category of mumim, which only disqualify a Kohen from serving in the temple. And then there's a third category of Mumim that do not disqualify, but really because of Maris Ayim, because of how it looks, the sages say that any Kohen who has any of these categories should not be serving in the temple. The source for the fact that a Kohen who has a blemish, a Baal Mumim, is not able to serve is based upon Leviticus chapter 21, verses 16 through 21. And those are the verses about which our Mishnah is based. So our Mishnah states at the beginning of our chapter, Mumen Elu, these blemishes which were mentioned in the previous chapter with respect to the disqualifications of an Bechor from being brought, Bein Kavuin, whether they are fixed blemishes and will not heal, or Bein Ovrim, or whether they are transitory blemishes and they will heal, we say that the case with as it relates to them are poslim ba'adam, meaning as long as this blemish is on the person, it's going to disqualify the Kohen from serving in the temple. But in addition to that, the person has additional blemishes which are not found by an animal at all. And these blemishes are only going to disqualify the person, but they do not disqualify the animal. And what are these? This is a kilon, that if the person, the Kohen, has a head which is pointy, and therefore it's like pointy like a barrel, like the cover of a barrel, which is narrow on top and wide on the bottom, that's going to disqualify him. Valafton, and this is a person whose head is similar to the head of a turnip, which is wide above and narrow, and goes narrower as it goes below. Vamakavan, and this is a person whose head is similar to a hammer, meaning to say that his forehead juts out and his neck also juts out, and it's like a hammer that has a place to hold it, and it has two pointy sides. Ve'sharosho shakut, which is to say a person whose head juts out a lot in front of him. Usikipas, a person whose head doesn't jut back at all. All these cases, they are not disqualifying by an animal, but they are going to disqualify a Kohen from being able to serve. In addition to that, we have a category of balei chatoros, which is somebody who has like a hump on his back, and there's no bone, and so therefore about such a person, Rabbi Yehuda is machshir. Rabbi Yehuda says such a person is able to serve in the temple, whereas the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim disqualify such a person. And also, we have a Kohen who is Hakereach, a Kohen who is bald, is Pasul, is not able to serve in the temple. But what does bald mean? Ezu Kireach, what does bald mean? Kol she'enu shito shal se'ar mukefes me'ozen lo'ozen. Anybody who does not have at least one row of hair that goes from ear to ear. But in Yeshlo, if he has a row that goes from of hair that goes around his head, Hareze Kosher, then he is going to be considered to be kosher, and he is going to be a valid Kohen to serve. So we see from here that if somebody has baldness, he's going to be considered to be disqualified. He has to be completely bald. If somebody is completely bald, he's going to be disqualified to serve as a Kohen in the temple. So the Shulchan Aruch ruled with respect to this, and Evan Ezer, Simon Yud Zayin, that this halacha is actually relevant as it relates to the laws of an aguna, Rachman Otzlan. If a woman's husband is missing and we can't prove that he's dead, then she remains married to him. But what about if we have a body and we want to identify the body? So how are we able to identify the body? Oftentimes after the body dies, there are many features change. And so therefore the Shulchan Aruch discusses this concept and says, if you found a person who was dead, and if his head and his face and his features are still intact, and you recognize that it's the person, then we allow the woman to remarry on the basis of these simanim. And also, says the Shulchan Aruch, we allow the the woman to remarry on the basis of clear signs that he has on his body. But if he doesn't have those clear signs, then it's not going to be enough to allow her to remarry. And so what are these signs? So the Masas Ben Yamin writes that if the Kohen is missing a limb, complete limb, or if he has an extra limb, if a person is missing a limb or an extra limb, then it's an indication that's a good sign that would allow the woman to remarry, because we can certainly recognize the person on this basis, because that's a complete mum. And the Bris Avram and other Rachmaronim write, and this is a significant point, that any mum, any blemish which disqualifies a Kohen to serve as a result of this blemish, that's going to be a significant simon to allow the aguna to remarry. And about that basis, the post can discuss, what about baldness? Can a person remarry on the basis of finding, they found the body, and that body has the characteristics of baldness with respect to, similar to what her husband had. So about this, there's a discussion of actual cases, and it seems to be that it's good supporting evidence, and depending on the situation and the context, that it could be significant if there's also supporting evidence to indicate that this was the husband. So we see that from here is that baldness could be a good category to help release a woman from the status of an aguna.